talking about the bread you had. Now, the bread you bought at the store, or the bread that came to you, call that what?
That's what it was called. It was bread. It was baker's.
Baker's bread?
Yeah, baker's bread. They baked at night. The bakers went on duty late in the afternoon, and by midnight, they had their morning supply for delivery. Of course, they had the shops, bakery shops, so it was out there. People came in and bought it. But they sold everything they baked. Sometimes they'd go out and forget it. They didn't have enough. If they had any more, it could be sold at a lower price. I don't believe there's a bakery here now. Where's the bakery? Yes, we've got 2-3 of them. They go in more for rolls and cakes. Cookies. I was in Butcher Shop downtown. I remember the kid used to go around to the counter in there and had a counter, and he had the cuts of beef, halves, quarters hanging at the back of a screen over it, a mosquito ball screen over it. That place was full of flies, and we'd have contests on the counter there to see who could scoop up those flies. Put them down there, they were there, and you'd scoop them up this way and let them out one at a time. And I don't know what you did with the old meat. He just small. I just took it out there and dumped it in the river. It was all local meat. It was a long time before you had what it's called packing house meat. Came in the refrigerator stuff. I used to go out to canal one of those butchers to a slaughter pen. Way out on the edge of town. They had a stout wood building with a heavy floor, and then there was an iron ring. The lasso cow animal pulled him in and put the rope in that ring and pulled him on in so his head was down on the floor, and then hit him in the head with a match. Fall over, and the kick, and thought I would hurry up to him with a big knife and open up his throat. Down through his throat to his heart, and he'd bleed, that blood would trickle out, run over the floor, and on out it took the ground. Then 2-3 fellows grabbed down there, turned him over, slid him down the middle, and started skinning. It's a wonderful outfit they could do that. Take that hide off. Rolled it up, put it salt, put it aside. Periodically, there's a solo somewhere, I should know. Before the day is over, they cut out that animal. All of his liver and heart, those things were separated. Other things were cut up in larger pieces, put on the wagon, take it back to town. And that's what they tested next day.
Talking about what you get, did you ever hear it called a
lagout?
What you
like? Yes, it wasn't used much. Yeah, that was for the Louisiana town.
Yeah.
And very few markets didn't give a lagout. Actually, they asked for it. Or a dozen of anything, or a loaf of bread, or something that was weighed. Number of counties for the land out. Pretty much you always had something to keep. You better have it. You lose some trade. That was a little French time. We didn't use it much here, I don't think.
Now, years ago on Monday, women used to do their.
Yeah, we always had. Plenty of help, plenty of Negro help.
Yeah.
Monday,
you get all
the clothes together, and it's all clothes, and put them in a big sheet, and tie tie the four corners together and you had a bundle. And those Negro women would take that bundle home. And you give your partner some soap, starch, and they'd bring it back about sometime late in the week, sometime in a couple of days. I often wonder, I think those niggas wore those clothes in the meantime and then washed them and brought them back. And you know, they were always pretty clean and starch. You love starch. They were hand-on. They were all the time.